Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Today, we're talking about the six ways to add value when selling in agribusiness. Are you struggling to stand out and not get caught in price resistance? Well, I got to tell you this. During sales training workshops and coaching sessions, price resistance rears its ugly head. It comes up as one of the salesperson's biggest challenges. Almost, I would say, just every single workshop that I've ever been a part of, that happens. And in many cases, the salesperson is selling the exact same products as their competition. Other dealers or ag retailers are carrying the exact same identical products. In the workshops, we work through the different selling skills, from customer segmentation to asking better questions to eventually closing skills and how to handle or overcome objections. And that is when we get into price resistance and the value discussion. Now, most sales training instructors and instructions will tell salespeople that price is not the issue. It's all about selling value. And I couldn't agree more, except that the message is often misunderstood or misrepresented. What the sales manager says is, I wish the sales team would quit calling me to request a lower price on our products. Or I wish my sales team would quit discounting our products. I wish they would sell the value of our products or services. What the salesperson hears is, you need to go out and tell customers about the value-added features and benefits of our products. More amino acids, higher growth rates, improved animal or crop health, faster service, etc., etc., whatever those value-added features are. And the salesperson does this by going out and increasing their presentation on the higher value of their products. The problem is that the salesperson has misinterpreted whose value they need to focus on. Instead of the product's value, they need to be connecting to the customer's value. More importantly, what is that value worth to the customer? What are they willing to pay for? How much is improved lean gain in their hogs worth? How much more will a customer pay for your more reliable service department? Now keep in mind that value comes in only three forms: money, time, and emotion. For money value, you either increase their income or reduce their costs. For time value, you either save your customer time or help them get more done in a day. For emotion value, you either increase a positive emotion or decrease a negative emotion. For example, increase trust, reduce frustration, reduce risk, increase pride in the way their crops look, etc. Well, what are these six ways that you can add value? Number one, throw-ins. Some examples which we all love when we eat out are free breadsticks, free refills, free bucket of peanuts, and then being able to throw the hulls on the floor. If you're in the Midwest, you most likely know who the home of the thrown roll is. Yes, it's a restaurant that gives you as many rolls as you want to eat. However, they don't just give them to you. They throw them to you, or in some cases at you, from across the restaurant. Think about your business. What low-cost products or services would make a nice additional offering to your customers? What could you throw in, literally? Number two, sampling. Too often we forget that people are visual learners. They need to see it, touch it, and try it. This is especially helpful with livestock producers when it comes to something their livestock will consume. The most important step is that the animal wants to eat it. If not, the product is not worth any of the value it can deliver. Free samples and free demos are great ways for customers to see and involve all of their senses to understand the value your product brings. One of the challenges with sick or older horses is that they become picky eaters or stop eating altogether. We had a horse feed that horses loved immediately, even the finicky ones. Half-pound samples were a great way to convince any owner that our product was better than what they were currently feeding. Well, third on our list is to add a service. What low or no-cost service can you add to your offering? An example we all enjoy is a free car wash when you get it serviced at the shop. Now, that might not make you pay $100 extra for service work, but then again, how often do you price shop service work? Well, the fourth way to add value is convenience. This is a great one. We live in an on-demand, easy access, 24/7 world. Since many of our agribusinesses are old and mature, we feel this doesn't apply to us. After all, we have been operating this way forever. Why change? And I will say one word, convenience. In what ways are you not convenient to do business with? What hassles do your customers have when doing business with you? Examples include filling out redundant or unnecessary paperwork, remembering account or product information over and over again, even after years of buying these products, working with two or three different people to resolve one problem. And the list goes on. Figure out how you're inconvenient and fix those areas. Well, the fifth way is waiting. This may be considered a part of inconvenience, but most of us have been to a doctor's office wearing nothing but a gown, freezing while we're waiting for an unknown amount of time for the doctor to finally show up. Well, isn't it always nice when the nurse has the decency to lean in and tell you how long it might be? Now, Uber created the greatest tool to the frustrations of waiting. I actually enjoy watching that little car navigate from where they are parked to my location on my phone. Where or what do your customers wait for? How could you either eliminate it or update them more frequently on how long the wait will be? This is an easy one for salespeople. If your company is struggling to make enough product for your customers, or if your delivery trucks are struggling to keep up with the demand, suffice it to say your customers are frustrated by waiting. Any updates you can provide are better than no news at all. At least they know someone cares enough. Someone has enough empathy skills to know that they are frustrated by waiting for your products. Now, don't make the common mistake of avoiding the customer during these times. They won't cool off or calm down. They will just decide that you didn't care enough to even help or call. The last of our ways to add value is the bottleneck. Every industry has it. It's that thing, that one issue, that one spot in their production line or their service offering that slows all the others down. In feed manufacturing, it's usually pelleting or delivery trucks. In grain elevators, it's the dump pit or dryer. In ag retail, it might be several. It might be sprayer time, seed variety availability, the spreader time, and of course, weather conditions to get all this done in a short period of time. In a service like vet service or crop scouting, it might be the number of hours it takes for the vet or agronomist to do their job during peak times. I know this isn't a great revelation that this is a problem. Overcoming this might not be completely possible. However, some techniques you might use are, first, isolate and eliminate. Ask yourself, which tasks, steps, processes can we isolate? Could we outsource that one task? Can we change when we do it or where we do it or how we do it in order to eliminate that bottleneck? Now, the second way to maybe treat a bottleneck is seasonal help. Agribusiness is very seasonal. This causes seasonal bottlenecks in production, delivery, and service. We can't staff for peak and then hold that all the way throughout the year. Can you simplify some of the steps in the bottleneck and bring in some seasonal help to do those simple supporting steps in this effort? Can this be designed for interns possibly? Well, the third way that you might treat a bottleneck is seasonal shift in work or workforce. Agribusiness is very dispersed as our customer base is very dispersed. So it's natural for plant managers or location managers to feel isolated and operate in somewhat of a silo. While one of your locations in Kansas is being slammed by wheat harvest, the Eastern Corn Belt is fairly quiet at that time of the year. Why not shift skilled labor, sales, or management from the East to the West? And often the main reason this isn't done is simply a lack of coordination or just not thinking of reaching out and asking for help. Now, I realize some of these are small and minor actions that might not overcome all price resistance. However, unless you ask, you never know how important they are to customers. As a salesperson, think of yourself as the link between the customer and all the chaos that is going on in your industry. Reduce the stress of doing business with you as much as possible. Be there when your customer needs you the most.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.